And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
This is Tawny Alvarez with Veral Dana. Last week, we began with a few tips on how to appropriately respond to an OSHA audit. This week, we will provide you with a few more. After verifying the identity of the inspector, ensure the individual inspector is wearing appropriate safety gear for your establishment during the course of the audit. Next, make sure that records that may be needed by the inspector are easily accessible. Best practices as far as document retention can come in handy during any audit, whether Department of Transportation, Department of Labor, or OSHA. Next, make sure the inspector is comfortable, but not too comfortable. Provide him or her with a room or area to perform the audit and interview employees if necessary. Finally, correct hazards that are pointed out by the inspector. You do not have to wait until an official citation to correct hazards is issued. Correcting hazards not formally cited does not imply guilt, but instead enhances employee safety. For more information, contact a member of Veral Dana's Labor and Employment Practice Group to discuss more.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.